In our previous year, we began a discussion. If somebody does a mitzvah, if somebody has the ability to doing a mitzvah over. And we quoted the famous opinion of Reb Chaim Brisco, where if somebody has two esroigim, one is mehudar, but it's a suffix of its kosher, and the other esrog is certainly kosher, but it's not as mehudar. So therefore, it's a suffix of, so therefore said Reb Chaim, first take the esrog, which is a suffix of its murka, because maybe it is a kosher esrog. Because if you're going to take the other esrog first, you will already have been mekayim the mitzvah. And once you were mekayim the mitzvah, you can't do a mitzvah over, as is clear in our Gemara, where our Gemara says that the Gemara asked a question based between the Gemara here and Daf Chav Vav and the Mishnah we're going to learn in Daf Lamed Beis, that if, as Shmuel explains our Mishnah, if the Zrikas Hadam was done in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, the carbon is still kosher, why would the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis tell us that the Zrikas should be done over again? But with Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shalos HaTshuvos van Hoggis, Chelik Dalid, Simen Kuf Samach, has a discussion about this issue. And he says that when we speak about Esrog Mehudar is not some sort of a nice thing to do. The Esrog Mehudar is a halacha in the Esrog. So he says, Rav Chaim Brisker, when he was speaking about the Shaila, we're speaking in a situation that even the esrog that is kosher is a mehudar. It's just not as mehudar, it's just not as nice as the esrog which is a soft. But certainly he wants to suggest that Rav Chaim Brisker would agree that a situation where one with a sofik esrog is mehudar and the other esrog which is kosher, but it's not mehudar at all, there, Reb Chaim will agree that you have to take both esrogim, because hiddur is a requirement of the esrog. And he says, based on this, we can understand. We all know that a bracha has to be said over l'siyosin, that before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. And therefore, the question always comes up: how do we make over l'siyosin? How do we do over l'siyosin by esrog if, as soon as we pick it up, we're mekayim the mitzvah? So, the minhag ha'olam is that they turn the esrog upside down, and since to mekayim the mitzvah you have to have the esrog standing in the proper way, therefore you have it over l'siyosin. So, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in Simon, in Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sif Hey, yes, the esrog you weren't mekayim the mitzvah because you held it upside down. But the other three meaning you held right set up. So you already were mekayim the mitzvah. And we quoted in our previous year the opinion of Chelkis Yoyev that even though L'chatchil, of course, you're supposed to take all four meaning together, but if you take each min individually, you mekayim the mitzvah. So here, why are you mekayim the mitzvah? You already did the other three minim. It's only esrog that you didn't do. But from here we see that, of course, to do the mitzvah properly is not called doing over the mitzvah. To do the mitzvah properly is called doing the mitzvah. And it's not considered that you're doing over the mitzvah. And in fact, he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he said Krishma, so he wasn't sure what is the proper Havara, the Havara of us Ashkenazim or the Havara of the Sfardim. So he said that he used to first say Krishma with the Havara of the Ashkenazim, and then he said the Havara of the Sfardim. But according to the way we're learning in our Sugya, that once you did a mitzvah, and you were mekayim the mitzvah, so then what's the point of doing it over again? The answer is, because if you want to do the mitzvah b'shleimus, that's not called
doing it over. That's called doing it right. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemet, here in Amasechta Zvachim, also has a similar shaila. Somebody was given a fruit, and he doesn't know what is the proper bracha on that fruit. Is it a Bari Pri Adama or a Bari Pri Eitz? Says, so we know, the halacha is, that if you don't know what the proper bracha is, you should make a Bari Pri Adama. Afterwards, so he made a Bari Pri Adama. Afterwards, he discovered that the proper bracha on this fruit indeed was a Ho'etz. So the question is, can he continue eating that fruit? Because with the Eved, he was Yotzu, with the Hadama. Or should he go try to find a fruit, another fruit, that has a bracha Bari Pri Eitz, and like that, not have a Shaila? So L'chayra, if we learn our Sugya, once you will Mekayim the Mitzvah, once you will Mekayim the Mitzvah, you will Mekayim the Mitzvah. So here too, once you will Mekayim the Mitzvah, yes, you should have made a Bari Pri Eitz. But the halacha, as we know, is that if you make a Bari Pri Adama, you're Mekayim the proper bracha. So why should you have to look for another fruit? It should be fine. It's the same shaila as we're discussing. If somebody, as we discussed the Brikei Yosef, if somebody made Kiddush on wine, which is in L'chatchila, should he make Kiddush again? If somebody found Dalaminim, nicer Dalaminim than he found, that he had originally, should he take the second Dalaminim? The Shalos HaTshuva is Torah Lishma has another interesting shaila. We know that every morning when we put on the talis and tefillin, first we put on the talis and then we put on the tefillin. What would be the halacha? Somebody came to shul in the morning, for whatever reason he doesn't have a talis. So of course he should put on the tefillin. And then afterwards he was brought a talis. Should he take off the tefillin, put on the talis, and then put on the tefillin again? Or she just put on the talis? Of course, it seems, based on our Gemara, that he should just put on the talis. Because he did, the halacha is that if you don't have talis, you put on tefillin. So he did what he's supposed to do. And our Gemara is teaching us that if you do what you're supposed to do, it's fine. So what is the halacha? So he wants to say that it depends on what kind of mitzvah we're speaking about. If it's a mitzvah that you're mekayim the mitzvah, like our Gemara with the carbon, you brought the carbon, you did it any way you did it, the kapara that was supposed to come through the carbon was brought, there's no point in doing it over again. But what about hilchas brachas? So the tshuva digres moisha, arichayim chelik dalet simen mem ois alf. Let's say somebody, instead of making a shahakal on a food that's supposed to be a shahakal made a bari mina mezonos. So the halach is that the eved, it's fine. However, says Rav Moshe, that as soon as you realize that you made the wrong bracha, that you should have made a shahakal, not a bari mezonos, then the halach is you should immediately make a mezonos. Why? He says, l'chatchila you should maybe wait, l'chatchila maybe you should go out somewhere. Because there's a fundamental question when we speak about hilchas brachas. Is the halacha that you make a bracha once, and that bracha that you make works for everything that you're going to eat? Or is there a chiv bracha on every bite that you take? There's no chiv to make a new bracha. So if we'll say there's a chiv bracha on every bite that you take, so the first bite you take is made with the wrong bracha, so now you should try to do whatever you can to make the right bracha. Because it's not like a carbon. Because by a carbon, as I keep on repeating, you had your full-fledged kapara. Here, every bride has a new chiv, and you didn't make the right bracha. And therefore, the halacha is, by brachas, certainly in the case where Moshe discusses when he made a mezonos instead of the shakel, but even in our case, we made the hadom instead of the eitz, a person should do whatever he can, be mesiach das, leave, wait, to make the new bracha again. However, by the talis and tefillin, it's very different. Once you put on the tefillin, even though you put them on before the talis for whatever reason, you will mekayim that mitzvah properly.
And there's no point in taking them off and putting on the towels and then putting on the tefillin.